Proclamation number 0927 of 24th of May, 1939. Lack of faith. Power of prayer. Coincidences. Remember the Lord everywhere and at all times, and you will also become aware of His faithful care in all adversity. Anyone who places himself in His care truly need not worry about what tomorrow will bring, and anyone who lifts his eyes to Him in right trust will find his fate in God's hands. The person of little faith, on the other hand, resists the danger from outside and yet cannot turn it away from himself, for he needs it to awaken or increase his faith and trust in the Lord. And if he is timid and does not grant his prayer strength, he will have a hard time fighting, and this is only due to his lack of faith. In the forthcoming time, all those who lack faith will be in dire straits and a palpable pressure will weigh upon them. 24th of the 5th, 1939. For example, people put themselves in the position of having to make a decision in an important matter and not being oriented to how the consequences of the decision is made. He will always feel a certain uncertainty and understandably ask for advice, and then he will turn to someone who is able to assess both the benefit and the harm which every decision entails, and he will advise him to his advantage. But in exactly the same way, the Divine Savior also wants to be asked for His advice in every earthly matter, because He is nevertheless able to create the greatest possible advantage for the earthly child, which not only has a physical but also a purely spiritual effect on it. But this again requires first establishing the childlike connection with the Father. For only a child is able to pray so intimately to the Father that it will also be fulfilled. And therefore the Lord also called out to all of you, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." And if the Father in heaven gives you this assurance, your faith shall be based on these words. You shall unconditionally accept what the Lord and Savior says. You shall not doubt and not hesitate to comply with the divine will and carry an unlimited trust in Him in your heart. And you shall remember the everlasting care of the divine Lord. Not for one second does the Lord withdraw His will from you, His creatures. The most diverse coincidences in life should make people think that, according to a certain wise plan, all events in life happen as they do, and these coincidences are only the visible intervention of an invisible power. And therefore the human being must also stand in the midst of all events, and the controller of all works of creation must also be granted the power to be able to avert the destined fates at will, and therefore the human being needs prayer so that he himself is it in his hands to hand over everything difficult to the Divine Lord and thereby be allowed to walk his earthly path unburdened and thus, to a certain extent, to choose the path which brings him the greatest advantage in spiritual matters. Which brings him the greatest spiritual advantage without, however, excluding divine strength, for it is only this which ensures the right success for the being on earth, but which has to be asked for consciously, and therefore the human being recognizes the divinity with deep faith and its working in love, omnipotence and wisdom. Amen.